all word that applies to me are responsible and remarkable, and I deserve respect, the police in the R word in Florida.
Tyler Creamer is referring to legislation that would change the words mental retardation in state law and replace them with the term intellectual disability. The same would go for the words mentally disabled and substituted for intellectually disabled. Tyler, a young man with a disability, says he's been teased all his life and called the so-called R word.
I was in 10th grade. A bunch of people on the school bus called me retarded. One of them said, I don't want to sit with this kid. This kid is retarded. That word makes me feel empty inside, and it makes me feel worthless.
Tyler says he's just as normal as everyone else. He volunteers in his community and across the country, yet he's still called the R word. And he hopes with the efforts of Republicans, Representative Janet Atkins and Senator Thad Altman, that can at least change in state law.
A title means a lot in our society, and I think this corrects a title that does not adequately reflect the true talent and spirit and nature of those who have developmental or intellectual disabilities.
Senator Altman recently got the bill passed in his chamber, and Tuesday it was the Florida House's turn. And Democratic Representative Mark Pafford, one of the bill's co-sponsors, praised Representative Atkins for bringing forth the bill.
Representative Atkins, sometimes the most simple of bills can be the most monumental, so thank you.
And Representative Atkins agreed, giving a bit of history of what's led up to this point.
Florida's first institution for individuals with developmental disabilities was originally named the Florida Farm Colony for the Epileptic and Feeble-Minded. Before that, earlier diagnostic terms such as imbecile, moron, and mongoloid were used. Diagnostic terminology changes over the years, and the term mental retardation is now being replaced with intellectual disability.
Atkins' bill also recognizes the official name change of the ARC of Florida, which was changed in 1992. For about 40 years, the group that advocates on behalf of those with intellectual and developmental disabilities went by the name the Association for Retarded Citizens. The bill passed the House unanimously, 119-0, and has already unanimously passed the Senate as well. It now heads for the governor's signature. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.